Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and the Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen Bee, and I'm back. You know, people have different things that they do at the beginning of their shows, and I have nothing to say about it because it's none of my business. So for all of you that wonder why I do what I do, mind your own damn business. You don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. Okay, now that I've got that out, I would like to thank all of my true listeners and my true followers. Thank you so much. And as for you snoopers, liars, and butt kissers, you know it's wide open for you. I'm sure that you'll like that. Okay. We usually talk about a lot of things on here. I mean, it's personal what we talk about. But I've been given permission to talk about someone's situation. I'm not going to say any name. This situation involves a girl, a baby, the girl's mother, well, I guess her mother's mother, and a whole bunch of other crazy people. Let's just call the wicked grandma the cow. Okay, let's put it like that. The cow wants control over her daughter's life. And she uses her great-grandchild to hold over her head. Now, I'm sure that all of y'all are asking, what does this have to do with conjure? And I'm going to tell you in a minute. For years, this has been going on and on and on. Secret is, the grandchild is in a situation where, you know, she's not at home. Okay, and she has a little beautiful baby with her. But instead of grandma supporting the child and whoever else is behind her room for, she's trying to get the grandchild because she thinks that there's money involved. Now, I'm sure that you know people like this, money hungry. Yes. Okay. Now, about this situation, it's not being worked on, so yes, I can discuss it. But it's another situation similar to this that I have to use fake names. And I want to tell you there is conjure for that. But what I'm trying to get across to those who are being used, those who are being lied to and trying to be controlled by someone else, there is something to do with this. There are several things you have to do with this. First thing, about the first situation, a lawyer needs to be involved. And then you get your worker. You know, you have to be careful who you talk around because you don't know who people are, do you? You don't put your family's business all over town. You don't go to the church, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. This is going on. No, you do not. The church is a place to fellowship. Yes. And hear the word of God. Don't get out here and tell everybody that you're about to become a minister because there's nothing godly about you. I'm talking about this situation, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, because it angers me. Now, if one of this woman's children decide to cut her off and not have anything to do with her, she deserves it. Every bit of it. You know what goes around comes around. That home might come crawling down around them. Okay, I'll move to the next situation. I got that out. I'll move to the next situation. Okay, if you're in a situation where you are angered all the time, worried all the time, stressed out, and it looks like everything around you is dead. You have nothing left there. Town, state, everything. It's time for you to move on. When you move on, things will look so much better. There's conjuration for that. I want to tell you about it. Okay. We're trying to celebrate the Christmas holidays. Everyone is getting their lights, the Christmas trees, and everything put up. Well, let me give you an example. I hope y'all catch the hint. Silent night, holy night. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody got the same Christmas lights that I do. I'm going to sweep in the street and sweep them out of this neighborhood. Mind your own damn business and take care of your kids. You're the one who would have got the same damn color Christmas lights as your neighbors did. Please. Stop playing with snake shit because this old wormy woman told you to. Stop playing around with graveyard dirt. You don't play around with graveyard dirt. That's dangerous. Your word is supposed to tell you what to do with that. But see, this group of people right here, they more than likely, as an example, more than likely think they're the witches of the town. And they can do everything. No, they cannot. You don't know whether all the people you're picking on had somebody in their corner or not. Think about why your stuff don't go through the way that it does. Well, should. I say it does, but the way that it should. Oh, those people supposed to be out, dead, on fire and everything. They still ticking, minding their own business, and you still watching, watching, and watching. And then we got the whore neighbor that's watching a child's pants, a boy child's pants, a whole lesbian watching a child's pants. That seriously is a special place in hell for all ass lesbian, oh, Lord have mercy, whore, to be watching a 15, 16, or 17-year-old pet. You go both ways. Stay within your age limit. Because if you mess with that child, someone is going to hurt you. And I will say it right here on this show. Parents, someone messing with your kids, you got every right to step in. Don't be afraid to say anything and don't be afraid to do anything. See, you're protecting your children. That's what everybody should do. Protect their children. You know, people like that are so dirty. They don't even want a church vehicle to come on that street. They don't want to see others go to church. That's bad. They don't want to see others go to a store. They're watching the bags when they go in the house. Why are you watching the bags? You didn't buy anything in it. Stop watching it. You can't have it. If you do what you're supposed to do, then your children would have, wouldn't it? I know some of you are listening in. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying it the way it is. And if you got questions, you can call. You know what? People got other family members. You don't know what they into. And they might just show up one day and kick that ass. I want to say ass on this show because this is ridiculous. It has gotten out of hand to where people is trying to break up other people's homes. They think they're happy. So they want to step in and break up somebody's home. That's not going to happen either. You tried something else. Well, 2 weeks ago, you thought that was coming through. It didn't happen either. Oh, yes, everybody has a right to voice their opinions, of course. But you don't have a right to mess with innocent people. See, that's why the majority of us are here. That's why I'm here. And those are situations that I really, really hate I'm using the word hate because it's the strongest word to use. Now, I've gotten that out of my system. Everybody has that moment. You should be thanking God that you're still here. You're supposed to be gone. And I'm talking about the troublesome people of the world and all these neighborhoods that's got something against the neighbors. Okay, I need to go in the workers' woes. Oh, yeah. We have problems, too. Our problems is with stupid clients. You know, a person that's been in prison over 30 years, they don't know no better. More than likely, they ain't got good sense. Yes. So, workers, like the mess and Marvin I told you about, please don't mess with them. They're taking up your time. They're hindering you from helping someone that truly needs your help. And again, you are not owned when you start a case. You have so much to do. And these people feel like they own you. And they don't. You don't have to answer the phone every time they call. You busy. You got to jump up and answer the damn phone. No, you call them when you can. It's not that you're avoiding them, which they put it out there that you are. You're not avoiding them. You're trying to get work done. They're not the only ones that you have work to do for. Remember that. You're not a slave to anyone. Now, I want to bring up Angelica. Angelica is a good source. And it's a combination in some of the fairy wall of protection oils. Angelica is a good protector. Oh, yes, protection from your enemies, protection from the law. It depends on the way it's used. Protection from it all. But I wouldn't say, you know, put that on your skin, your naked skin. Put it in an amulet, a necklace. Make it and wear it and see what it does for you. Well, that's one positive tip that I have given you today. I know that's why some listeners for the positive. Well, I give good ones and safe ones. I'm not going to give out a positive for you to go out there and hurt someone. If you want that done, there's some people that do that. There's some people that do that. Oh, you need a worker. Okay, for law. All right, there is a step that you take where you get a good person's graveyard dirt and you get a bad person's graveyard dirt. But you can't let them mix. They have to be separate all the way back to your home. Now, you know what I said about graveyard dirt inside of the home. Please don't do that because that can turn into a mess that you can't clean up. But when preparing it for the law, you contact your worker about that. I'm sure that they know. You know, it's supposed to be the season to be jolly, but some people are evil. So it's the season for them to be evil. And you have to be on guard all the time. If things are going very slow for you, nothing seems to be coming to pass, it seems that everybody is a hindrance, yes, you need a worker. And the first thing they're going to tell you, people don't like that, is cleansing. Cleansing is always good initial work. It's a step-by-step process. Some works fast, some works in, 1 or 2 weeks. But you will see the difference after you cleanse your home first, then your body. It makes no sense to cleanse your body and then go back in all the mess and cleanse your home. Okay, something that's meant for somebody else. Let's talk about the mail. there was an incident. Oh, excuse me, I got a horse outside. But where was I? Cleansing. Oh my gracious, let's go back here. Cleanse your body. There's many bodily cleansings that you can do from head to toe. Okay, but when cleansing the home, do not dump that stuff in your toilet, in your bathtubs. Do not dump it outside in your yard. You have to carry it away from the home because there's nothing but evil, hindrance, grime, all of the above. There's mixtures that you have to put around your home. Oh, yes, nettles. Nettles is a strong jinx breaker. But there's other things added to it, and there's something to be done before you do this. This is a very, very strong cleansing and hex-removing ritual. I wish more people would listen to their workers, to their spiritualists, witches, warlocks, whatever you want to call us. Because there are some good things that you can learn. There are some good things that will come to you when you're working directly with the person that's helping you. Because if you don't listen, then you'll end up in the same situation forever. Some people don't like to listen, don't like to be told what to do. And they still contact us. Well, why contact us if you're a know-it-all? You know, the Chesapeake Cheesecake said one time, oh, I have insight. And I just get somebody to do the work. Well, if you have insight, why are you calling everybody and stopping everybody in the church that calls themselves a prophet, asking them a million questions, getting on their nerves? And the cheesecake, too, wants to be a minister. Well, I was enough about that. I told you about that. Anyway, you can't do that and think that you're going to, you know, succeed. Everything nasty you do to somebody, and they haven't done anything to you, is coming back. Now, you might end up in jail a little while, but there's God. You still have to deal with God. See, the law, the cops, everything, that's not God. You're knowing God hits. Everybody knows when God has hands in everything. Whipping that you get from God is worse than anything that you can ever encounter. And I hope everybody is understanding what I'm saying today. Because it's time for a change. I'm not just saying that, it is. I've seen enough. Well, let's talk about thieves. This is the season for thieves. Thieves watch everything that you do. Thieves will show up at your house claiming to be sick and needing a glass of water. Well, let me tell you something. A thief, when they step inside your door, within 5 to 10 seconds, they know everything in the house. You cannot let everybody in. I know that some of you want to help people, but you have to be careful. Because if you don't, then you're going to leave and come back and you're not going to have anything in the house. But the toilet and possibly the kitchen sink, yes, the kitchen sink you had at. But they can move the refrigerator out. So don't trust people too well. Some of you are too outgoing. That needs to cool down a little bit. You know who you can talk to and you know who you can't talk to. That's the thing. I'm sorry about that. I'm cleansing myself with a little water. Water is cleansing too. After praying over it. Pray over your water. and drink it and see how much better you feel. For those chest pains, somebody's having chest pain, get that water, whether it's ice in it or not, pray over it, and see the difference in the way that you feel. Plain water. Which I'm pouring now. Plain water. You know, I so much enjoy my shows. I promised a little information on workers of the past. Let me tell you about works of the past. Workers of the past have set the way for us today. There's so many old rituals out there, magic and conjure, that would be stronger than the new age magic and conjure. I wanted to bring that to your attention. There's information even from the 1500s. Oh, there's a lot of research being done on it. Some people don't understand it, but just sit back and try to listen and see what everybody else has to say. See, you don't have to worry about the phone being bugged or whatever on that, because people are afraid of the unknown. People are afraid of this. They're afraid for you to even mention it. So there's no worries. And what I say here, I have freedom of speech. For anybody that wants to talk about this to somebody else, they can't. Or they can come to me. I tell you what's on my mind. I answer your questions. Anything. See, the way to be in this kind of work, everybody, is direct. Like I said, it's not learned through TV, DVDs, CDs, books, or online classes. Because some of that information is incorrect. And some of you end up hurting yourselves when you go for this kind of thing. You want the truth, and you're getting the truth when you go. You're getting the truth when you listen in. Oh, listen to my show. Pay attention. Pay close attention. Time is winding down. Everybody wants to be free of mess, but we all know that everywhere you go, it's going to be something. But see, the thing is to stay clear of it. I hear people say, oh, you think you're better than everybody else. Well, you are better than everybody else if you stand clear of mess. And I want to say something about arguing. Okay, if someone stands around their mouth at you, okay, try to walk away because you know how that's going to go. But if they can't leave you alone, they following you, or they still at you, get them off your back. Don't keep taking mess. Don't. And for those of you that feel that you're in the wrong place, wrong area, wrong time and everything, it's time to go on. You will feel so much happiness when you go. I'm going to feel happiness. I already feel happiness, but I'm going to feel even more. You try to walk out on things, arguments. You try to ignore it, read a book, look at the TV. Sometimes it's so hard because the devil comes at you through everything. It comes at you through your children. It comes at you through your grandchildren. It comes at you through your neighbors. When you go to the store, it might come at you through the cashier. So you have to watch. If you don't watch as well as pray, then you're not going to survive. And as for prayer, some don't even give that prayer, that thing. And I've said this before, please do. And you'll see the change in your life. You know, everybody that does this kind of work, like I do, understand all of that. Yes, religion is in prayer. Oh, eat the least little thing we do. That's a prayer. That's an incantation that we have to do because we know who's above us. We are human, and we know. Some don't even know this 23rd Psalm, and that's the easiest thing in the book because you don't care. But there's one more thing I want to mention here. For those of y'all, this has nothing to do with book work or anything, but those of you who have a little fun on the internet, check out the anime show. Oh, there we go. Check out the anime show. That's something to make you laugh. Night Course, that's what it's called. There's no dirtiness in it. I don't know. They have changed. And the woman has the Powerpuff Channel. And I think that would be great. Laugh a little bit. Take your mind off of the devils around you. Take your mind off that demon mother. Yes, honor that mother and that father. But when you have something, like I mentioned, going on in your life, take care of it. Handle it. Because it's going to be handled anyway. And people, if you like that, watch out. Your time is coming. The innocent get tired of being left in the dark on things. The innocent get tired of being picked on. The innocent gets tired of being harassed. Think about that. Think very hard. Oh, I never said anything about incense. Someone was asking me about this incense. That goes into the area of financial gain. So, yes, that's used. That's your answer. It is used to grow your business. Find squirrel roots and add that to what I just mentioned, and you will have it. Now, this is someone who already has the work, so I can give them that advice. You have it. They have done other things, so don't poke your lips out like I'm getting one holding up. But this person has a case. Yes, that's good to add to it. And ginger to it, too. Because that speeds up, it's ginger is fiery, so that speeds up money and love spells and rituals. Okay, we're about at the end here, and I want to say again that I enjoy speaking every Sunday, and I haven't gotten a chance to get around to the second, but I am. I hope that everyone listen real good to me and carry my words with you through the week. Think about it. Oh, and the tips that I give out, think about that to go ahead and try it because I have given it to you. I wouldn't have given it to you if it was bad. Now, as for my family, my lovely family, my mother, my two sisters, Oh, my nephews, nieces, I love you all, and I cannot wait to see you. I love you with all my heart. Always be here. I love you, Mama, with all my heart. And to everyone else, have a great week. Goodbye.